Okay, continuing our weekly look at books, here's reviewer David Kippen. He's got thoughts about some words that have been left out of one book that's important to many people.
When the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary came out in July, the publisher and the media mostly stressed the 10,000 newly added words and senses. Fat, with a PH, came in for a lot of attention, as did frankenfood and cheesed off. What got hardly any attention were the evicted words, the fat that got trimmed to make room for fat. Among these words, the most unjustly cashiered may well be snollygoster. A snollygoster is actually, without a previous edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary handy, there's no telling anymore what a snollygoster is. Luckily, and here's a phrase that must give every lexicographer at Webster's the fan tods, you can Google it. Thanks to Google, somebody online named Michael Quinion would have us know that a snollygoster is a shrewd, unprincipled person, especially a politician. Don't need that word anymore, do we? This time around, the 11th edition bounced not just snollygoster, but also record changer, pant dress, pocket handkerchief, poke bonnet, vitamin G, frutescent, long play, sheep dip, and 10-cent store. A few hundred more, too, but nobody keeps a special list. Why were these poor, preterite words shown the door while countless others lived to define another day? It all has to do with the 15 million citations so far recorded by Webster's faithful scriveners through the years. If a word goes too long without getting any citations, if it falls out of usage, that is, even from historical novels, it, too, could wake up snollygostered. There is, mercifully, a court of appeal for condemned words. Use a word often enough in print. Webster's hasn't yet gotten the hang of tracking radio and television citations, let alone untranscribed conversation. Use it in print, and the same cruel statistics that doomed a word can just as easily resurrect it. It's already worked for wheatgrass, which is enjoying a second flowering now, thanks to a new generation of healthy eaters. As in muscle tone, so in vocabulary, then. Use it or lose it. If you don't use it, it'll take twice as much exercise to bring it back. That internet lexicographer, Mr. Quinion, adds one final postscript to the arcane saga of the snollygoster. He says the Oxford English Dictionary suggests that it may be linked to snallygoster, which some suppose to derive from the German Schnelligeister, literally a fast-moving ghost, which was a mythical monster of vast size, half reptile, half bird. So the snollygoster may yet have its revenge. If someday a shadow should fall across the window-facing desks at Merriam-Webster, and a cry somewhere between a reptilian snorting and a screech should pierce the sky, well, they can't say they weren't warned. If those lexicographers are smart, they have 10 years to find an excuse to mollify the snollygoster in time for the next edition. It doesn't sound like anybody you want to see cheesed off.
David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. This is Day to Day from NPR News.